last transmission, I timed out. I wasn't watching a blinky light. Yeah, I mean, I have a scanner that I use that's connected to my headset when I'm officiating that has, you know, race control frequencies and operation frequencies. And then I listen to whatever games I'm assigned to listen to as well. That scanner has got to be, it's a BC125AT, and it's probably been on the market for God knows how many years. I've been in racing for 30, and I would say at least half of that. And it's still being sold by Unit, and you can go out and get a brand new one. But old reliable 125 is still in my gear bag, and it's still there. And companies like Racing Radios now have created a fascinating new download for me. So when I get this at a race event, let's just say there's frequency changes all the time because of locations, I just look at that sheet, load it up. I had it in my computer that was just repaired, and I have to put it back in and stuff. But what I'm saying is those updates are available for a small little pocket scanner, and I can just go in and it's done. It's amazing. Now, but like I say, that scanner didn't cost me $200, God knows how many years ago.